some of you all, you may look at me now and I have...
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Come on, church, make some noise in this place.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Yeah, my humble cry whiles down others thought of calling. Do not pass me by. Let me at thy seat of mercy find a sweet, sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. Thank you, Lord. He cried out,
Savior,
please,
Savior,
why don't you
hear my humble cry? Why on earth dost thou call
do
not pay?
Cried out,
Savior,
please,
Savior,
why don't you
hear my humble cry? Why on earth dost thou call me? Do not pass
trust in thy mercy. But I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me, thy grace. Thank you, Jesus. He cried out,
Savior,
please,
Savior,
why don't you
hear my humble cry? Why?
The old man
all right.
We thank God today. He's done so much for us. You know, we don't have to holler out to him and tell him don't pass us by. Because if our work speak for us, he can't pass us by. He said, heaven and earth will pass away before his word become void. And I'm just gracious to God Almighty today for all of you, for the changes, even in this society. But we are God's children. We are special chosen people by God. We are peculiar. We act what people call silly and crazy, but it's pleasing God. As long as you can please God, it's going to be all right for you. When we stop pleasing God, trouble comes. So we as disciples for Christ, we want to please the Lord every day of our life. And I say to you this day, the year 2020 has brought some awareness to this society. It's teaching me every day that I need to be in fellowship with the people of God. I need to help people that's not in fellowship with the people of God to become fellowship in Christ Jesus, in the body of Christ. You know, sometimes we often say, they not where I am, so I'm going to leave them alone. No, Jesus sent Christians out in the world, not in the church. And just because somebody's not where I am, I can't look on them or condemn them for nothing. Because one time, I was there. I think we all can verify that one time we was in the world, and people was patient with us, right? And it took years and years. Sometimes it takes till we get to be grown old folks for us to realize who God is and what he's done for us. So I'm just secure in Christ. And to all these preachers here today, evangelists, apostles, prophets, laities, and all that make up the house of God, I realize today it's raining a little. I don't put no force on nobody. I'm a whosoever will preacher. If you come, I can feed you. But you don't come sit to the table, I can't feed you. And see, that's what the Lord has called all ministers for, to feed his flock. Don't give them dessert when they ain't had no solid food yet. Give them solid food, give them proteins and everything in their system, then they can handle anything else. So that's why the Lord tells us, go ye in all the world and preach and teach the gospel. Tell them to observe everything that I say for you to do. And this is what he said, I'll be with you. And then he told me this, he said, you're my rod and my staff. And I comfort you. I let you go before enemies. And you supersede them. That's a joy to me. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. And I say, I come too far to turn around now. I hadn't made it yet, but I'm striving. And one day, I'm going to see him face to face. And he's going to say, servant, well done. That's the joy of everything that I go through on this earth, that he says, servant, well done. And I'm just rejoicing for that today. And let's look at today a scripture from Psalms number 27. Psalms number 27. And it says something to me, and it makes me think all the time. I used to think when I was in athletics that I was a light. I thought I was a light because everybody bragging on me and telling me how good I was. I thought I was a light. Everything I did, I was a light. There he is. That's him right there. And I just swell my head up. Thought I was bad. But then when I met the real light, I caught myself lost. I didn't even know who I was when I met the real light. Because I was getting a fake light all the time and didn't have the real thing. I think if you look at the commercials on TV, they said nothing but the real thing. And they see that the real thing today, y'all, is Jesus. And I'm going to try to show you today how Jesus always existed, whether we believe it or not. He was the teacher of the law, and then he came out a spiritual leader. we need to look at that. Psalm 27, number song. I want you to listen at this very closely. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The wall should rise against me. In this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his provision. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round and about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifice of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praise unto the Lord. And finally say, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. I want to share with you. You may be seated. I want to just share with you. X-ray me, Lord, to help me.
Yes, sir.
X-ray me to help me.
Yes, sir.
X-ray me when we go to the hospital, when it gets serious, if they can't just talk to us and try to figure something out of what's wrong with us, they send us to get an MRI or X-ray. So they can see something. It's like when they're going all firing all these suits and stuff in these courts now about this voting and stuff. You got to have a substance in order to work on anything. You got to be a substance there. If there's no substance, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We don't have nothing to stand on. Got to have a substance. That's why the Lord said faith without work is dead. You got to have something to work with. You ain't God. Because the Bible tell me, and God said, let there be. And every time he said that, something come forth. But I hadn't read in this book what nobody else did there. You can say let all day. Everything you can think of already been here before you got here. That's why we have to pray continuously and not faint along the way. The Lord is my light. Light, what is light? A reflection, a gleaming from you, from me, from us. I tell people in Sunday school, I said something this morning, I say, well, don't judge people, but put them in that perspective. The Bible say, if you got a light, just keep walking in the light. And you're going to encourage other folks to come within the light. You don't have to tell them their shoes black or your shoes white. You don't have to say that. If you stay in the word, stay in the right path, you're going to encourage them to come. And when you go, like the scripture said, when you go into the house of God and really give God praise, even a time like this, when all this stuff is going on all over the world, and you can come to the house of refuge and stand on that rock, stand in Jesus, be with Jesus, act like Jesus. God see you down here crying out to him. He gonna come to our rescue. That's no doubt in my mind. He coming to our rescue. So he's my light. And everywhere I go, I should have a reflection on me. I should have some gleams on me. Because he ain't stabbed me. He the one that gave me salvation. Couldn't nobody earn no salvation. The Bible said Old Testament, the teacher, the schoolmaster. New Testament was a fulfillment of every prophecy and everything that's on the face of God had to do with religion. Yeah. Acts, second chapter, fulfilled all that. So he said, and then look at what he said, my salvation. Jesus gave me salvation. Without the death, burial, and resurrection, there's no salvation. He said, the Lord is my strength. So I don't have to say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, right? And now watch what the scripture say. Watch what this scripture say. He saying, the Lord is the strength of who life? It's personal. It's my life. I can't do nothing. I'm just a little weak servant. But because Jesus is living inside of me, I become strong.
and I conquer all things. That's what the Lord is telling us. He that is in me is greater than he that's in the world. And we got to just, every time I think of it, I could have been, I look at the word, look up and say, Jesus, thank you. All those near misses in my life. And the Lord just snatched me out of it. I seen something, but I didn't know what I was seeing. But when I knew, God had brought me around it. And when I got around it, I was able to look at myself. I know it wasn't me. I'm not smart enough to do all these type of things. I looked at it and I said, now how I got here? Got a song, say, how I got over, huh? I made it by the grace and mercy of God. And that's what he wants us to see and understand. He wants so. So my strength lies in Christ. My strength is in Christ. My life is hid in Christ Jesus. He that is in me is greater than he that is where? In the world. Whom shall I be afraid of? God Almighty. Now listen to what I say. God Almighty. How can you get above that, doctor? You can't get above that. God Almighty. When God prayed, he said, I pray by none other than my own self. Anybody else over me? So he has all the authority. When he's living inside of me, that means I got all the authority. I tell people all the time, we deny our own privilege that God gave us free. And we didn't earn it, but we deny it. Why? Because we don't believe that God say what he said is going to come to pass. It's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you whether you receive it or not. Give and it shall be given unto you, right? Good measures pressed down, shaken together, running over. I ain't talking about money now. We ain't worried about no money right now. We worry about the scripture. Just stay in the word all the time. Stay in the word. Guess what the word does? It keep hitting you. You keep reading it. Don't add nothing to it now. You keep reading it and keep reading it and keep reading, and the revelation is going to start popping up like I don't know what. And say, Lord, I didn't know that first time. I've been reading it all my life. But this time, Lord, I see something else. I see something wasn't there, Lord, before. I never seen this before. But it's right in the scripture. See, that's, the scripture is called revelation knowledge. He always show you something. Everybody in here can get something from that verse and help and put it together, and it's going to make all of us stronger. A lot of times, and I understand under the law, they look to the prophet all the time. But just what the prophet had, see, it ain't no two gods. Ain't no two Holy Spirit. It wasn't no two Jesus. See, what Jesus did, he brought to the earth a spirit of himself. And when he brought that spirit of himself to the earth, that empowered us to stand. Even when we fall, he gave us power to stand. In the midst of the storm, he gave us power to stand. Just because you're overcoming a fall, that don't mean you lost. That's what the devil teaches in the church. You lost every time you commit a fault or a sin. He said you lost. No, I'm going to tell you this. The blood of Jesus covered the sin of the entire world. From one day to last day, it covered our sin. And when we confess and believe without doubting, you don't have to go back into the pool. God bless. Thank God for you today. You ain't got to be dipped no more because you dipped in the blood. And I don't understand how the blood, red blood, wash you white as snow. I don't understand it, but God said it. He said that. Just by you believing and confessing with your mouth what's in your heart, he'll wash and clean you up forever. There was a time in life where God, he just cleaned you up for 1 year. But then it come to pass through 42 generations. He said, I'm going to send the last sacrificial lamb. They're going to save you from your sin. And what he did, Jesus come on the scene. See, a lot of us talk religion. But it took something to say, who will go for me? He said, I'll go. I'll go. I'm ready to go now. See, now I just want to tell you this now. It's going to be some hard trial and tribulation. It's all right. I ain't worried about it. I'll go. I'm going. I don't care what happened to me, I'm still going. You say you're going to take care of me, I'm going to lean on your faith, your word. I'm standing on your word, and you're going to take care of me. Now watch what he say. He didn't just give us strength to show out. The word say, when the wicked, even my enemy, and my foes, that's your enemy, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. God help me, Jesus. When you got Christ living in your life, I ain't talking about him. When you got Christ living in your life, this is what God does. Watch this. This is what he does. He cover you. He empowers you. Anybody ever went to Walmart in here? I ain't going to say nothing mean. When you walk up to the door spring open on you. Watch this, y'all. In Christ Jesus, when them stumbling blocks get in your way, God don't even let you see them no more. But it's because it's in the mind of people trying to uptrip you and do things to you that's not religiously.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
The door spring open. I walk in. Parabolically speaking, that's what we're going to do when we get when Jesus come back. And we see him, meet him in the air, the door already unlocked for you. You got a key. Peter, he told Peter that, Peter, you got all the keys. You unlock anything you want to unlock, Peter, because the key in your hands. Then the devil come by, ain't nothing to you. You ain't nobody. Then that sinking out of the heart, and we start doubting ourselves. And Jesus already washed and cleaned you up. And Peter, you know, he was a Jew. And Peter didn't like no Gentile. He'll jump on you if Gentile getting don't come to him with that. Jesus said, Peter, that which are clean.
Yes, sir.
Call not common or unclean. It's so easy, but we get carried out by noise. A lot of folks in the church today, you know what we do? We're scared to even, we're scared to look over here to the left.
Yes, sir.
I seen people, they can't look at TV. They got a movie on, it's not so clean. I'm sitting there and look. God help me. Yeah. It ain't doing nothing but teaching me how to live. That's all it's doing. If I can't go through Becker's Valley, I'm not Peter. If I can't go through trials and tribulation, I hadn't been tested. And I can't stand in the midst of this crooked and perverse nation. If I can't face the worst person on this earth that's trying to cut my throat, ain't nothing to me. Ain't nothing to me. But you just don't jump in that area. God got to lead you in that area. And where he leads you, you ought to be willing to follow him. I don't care what you're going through, you ought to stay with him. He's your rod and he's your staff. And he comforts you in the midst of all storm. This is what he say. The ones that came at me, they say he tripped over something, they ain't tripped. That was God's word from the beginning. They stumbled and fell. They fell. God, he can't lie. Hell and earth will pass away before he lie. They ain't stumbling and fell. They fell at your feet. Sometimes your enemy is the one that pick you up. Sometimes religious people cause the most trouble to you. Sometimes in your own house, where you get the most turmoils at. But Jesus said, look, be of good cheer. I went through that. I done overcome. You ain't got to worry about nothing. You're going to come out because you believe in me and you walk, I'm walking in you. So you ain't missed it. I'll never leave you, nor would I forsake you. I'm always be with you. But I have to believe that. And I got to act on that. Now watch me say, though a host encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though a wall should rise against me, and this would I be confident. I don't know about nobody else. I think Brother Carter, his grandson, was into it. What we call karate today, a hand defense. There was a time in life, I'm telling it like God say, tell it the truth. It ain't got to be of the Bible, out of the Bible. When I was in this stuff, I was in it so deep. Until I had, as a minister, I had to withdraw myself. Because I started people that had did me wrong and doing stuff to me, I started thinking about how to take them out.
That's right.
And that was affecting my ministry. Because I know ways to put my hand. I don't need no gun or no knife. I had ways with my hand to take you out of here and you wouldn't know what happened. Don't take but a second. I had to pray and ask God, Lord, please help me to get out of this. Because on your mind every day, you walk, you ain't bothering nobody, but somebody get out of line with you, it's all automatic. If this brother here come at me and hit me on my shoulder, it's automatic. My arm's automatic. It's automatic. Just when they put it in you, it's automatic. And that's dangerous. It's very dangerous. That's why I had never hardly missed a movie from Bruce Lee. You just love to see that rascal. It excited me. I see that, I get excited, and I know where I come from. And if you don't, see, you can make a guard out of karate. Easy, it's easy to do. Because God, I don't need the karate now. I thought I needed it. I just need Jesus now, y'all. I don't need it no more. Don't need it no more. I just need the Lord Jesus. When hosts camp against me, my heart, I don't fear. Anybody here scared of people? Oh, I know I'm hurting y'all now. I ain't had sense enough. Could I tell the truth and don't go to hell? I ain't never had sense enough to be scared of nobody. Never have. Little old boy went 126 pounds out there with the next man to me on the football field, 178 pounds. I'm 126. Ain't had sense enough to be scared that somebody gonna break these little bony legs. I ain't never thought of that. It's amazing how God can provide for you even when you ain't even ready, when you're not even his son. He'll watch over you and keep you until he gets you to where he wants you to be. That's what God wants you to know, that without a shadow of a doubt. He said, my heart should not fear. The war should rise against me. In this would I be confident the Lord going to deliver me. Yes, he's going to keep me, going to strengthen me, going to preserve me. He's going to make ways of escape.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Here are people now trying to make war to hold a seat. Because that's the law. But he's trying to make war to hold a seat, which is the law. But they never thought about follow the law. Never thought about following the law. See, if you follow the law, you ain't doing about getting educated. Your fulfillment college, your college degree is Jesus. The law trained you in school, but then Jesus fulfilled and gave you a degree. It's amazing. We have to look at it in sound mind. We got to look at it the way God, the way we live on this earth. We got to look at it like that and take the scripture and just, if it don't fit us, we need to get a little closer. The Bible goes on to say, one thing have I desired of the Lord. Now, I want y'all to hear this, that I was seeking after. I just want one thing I'm seeking after. Only the one thing I desire I'm seeking after. What is that? That I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Now, I got to stop there for a minute. The house, the church house, is a dwelling place. That's why Christ said, go to Jerusalem, going to be the headquarters of your service and worship to God. Here, New Scott Island, I understand, and I'm not stupid. And some say I'm stupid, but I'm not stupid at all. I'm not weak either, physically or spiritually. I'm confessing to you. What people call you weak, you know, like the bitches ain't running over because of what? This virus, and it's real. But you got to be anchored in Christ and follow the protocol right here. See the mask? If you touch somebody, put some gloves on. Yes, and nothing wrong with that.
Yes,
nothing wrong. That'll keep you here a little longer.
Yes,
and then when you really anchored in Christ, he going to look over you. Look after you. He's going to look through you and look for you. That's what Christ is going to do in our life. So he said, listen what he said. He's going to dwell in the house of the Lord. I heard one of the sisters at this church tell me this. Rabbi, I don't know what to do now. I said, why? I don't go nowhere. I feel like I'm a prisoner. And the only time I'm happy is when I come to church. I said, huh? The only time I'm happy is when I come to church. And say, Rev, more than anything, I've never been like this in my life. Every time I think about the church, I talk to God. Can we see it, the importance of Jesus and the victory that he won for us? That's why I ain't nothing on this earth. I don't care what I accomplish on this earth. I ain't going to brag on Lionel no more. I'm going to brag on Jesus. He's the one that did it. He's the one that suffered for me. He's the one who made shame for me, had never did no wrong. He ain't never did nothing of what I did. But he said he looked beyond my fault and saw what I really need. Boy, you got a quick temper. I better take that boy and fix him before somebody kill him. Because I didn't have sense enough to know how to say, you ain't talking to me. Boom. God said, let me quieten him down. I had asthma for 25 years probably. I come home, I know it's God. I come home from work, went in the park, man laid hands on me. And I was breathing hard, couldn't hardly catch my breath, I was reaching that air. And that man put a hand in my chest and prayed for me. Whew, the asthma left me just on the spot. Now here's the negativity. I got back to go to work that Monday. And I was going out the house and I looked over there and it's got a little asthma thing, a little pump that you pump. I said, I better take it though, just in case I get sick. I just showed doubt in God. God healed me, and I just showed a little doubt in God. I'm trying to help somebody today here at this place. And I grabbed the pump, and Wednesday, I like to die. I was spraying and spraying. Nothing, it wouldn't help me. Nothing would help me. So I thought about it that week, all that week. When I come home, show you how God set it up. That man was still in the park. And I went straight out there. I said, sir, and he said, what you did? What happened? I said, well, I took the pump. Well, he said, that's it. You took the pump. They're sure in disbelief in God. And he said, nah, don't fool with that no more. He put his hand in my chest. God, listen at me, y'all. Yeah, I've been through something. Pray for me. God is my witness. I ain't had asthma a day since. Not one day. And I was getting medicine every week trying to stay well because I was a crazy boy old ball. Every time you look at my running, I know I was going to suffer, but I still run behind the ball. But when that man laid hands on me and prayed for me, he didn't pray 30 minutes. Like he did about 30 seconds. And prayed for me, and asthma never been with me no more from this day forward. And I thank him every day of my life. That's why my desire is to come and give God the praise in the house of the Lord all the days of my life and see the beauty, see the miracles that God works in the church through apostles, through prophets, to lay people too. The preacher ain't the only one working miracles. Everybody that's born of God, got the Spirit of God, can talk to God, and God gonna hear their prayer, gonna answer their call. And he said that to behold the beauty of the Lord. It's good for me to see a miracle. This day and time, my brother, it just do something to me. When I can see a miracle with these natural eyes in the house of God. When people get in the Spirit of Christ and live, and when all of us in here can just go up to one another and greet each other and with a smile and be happy with one another, oh, that just fills my life. Then I say my labor is not in vain in the Lord. That's where I am. That's why I tell you all the time, what we need to do is stay in the Scripture. Stay with the Scripture. And God's going to renew us. Just stay in the Scripture. And look what he goes on to say. For in time of trouble, he should hide me in his provision. Now, did you hear that? See, when I'm anchored in Christ, it's no more me, Dr. West, but it's Christ living inside of me. So I need to forget about Lionel Smith. I need to focus my attention on Jesus. He's the one that's keeping me. He's the one that sealed me until the day of redemption. What you mean, seal? Jesus anointed me that I can stand if I want to stand till he come back and receive me unto himself. Now, we got the thing, but sometimes we give in. Y'all don't know nothing about that, though. Sometimes we give in to it. Don't you know the world will give us more joy than anything on earth? But it's short-lived. It's short-lived. But when Jesus gives us joy, it's eternal. I love to go anywhere and just brag on Jesus. Rev, you so-and-so. I said, no, Doc. You didn't know me. You need to know me. I wasn't all this and that. You needed to know me. And you would say, God, good. I never will forget one of my schoolmates came here one day, had a funeral. Never will forget that. And I was the pastor of the church. We knew each other good. He in Los Angeles now. And he come up and I say, I got to have this man to say a word. We go all through school together, and he's a minister of God, living out in California. And I got him up, and I said, have a word. And he got up, and he did this about a minute, and just looked back at me like this. And I'm saying, uh-oh, wonder what this rascal is. And these are words he said in the funeral. You couldn't get nobody else in here. He said these words, if God could save him, he can save anybody. I just laughed because he was right. And I found out that he had power to do what he wanted to do. And can't nobody stop him. Y'all don't believe that. Watch this. Watch this, what this word say. Still the word of God. I just wanted to read this. Just hit my mind. Take but a minute to get to it. Yes, sir. It says this. Say, fret not thyself because of what? Evildoers. Watch this now. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as green earth. That's the word. I didn't put nothing in. That's the word. Just word. That's what he wants to see. That's what he wants to understand. That's the word. That's God's word. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemy. When I see the works of God running about me, when I see the works of God and God, I'm in a jam. I can't get out of this jam. I don't know what to do to get out of this jam. And it just pops in my mind. Look up. And when I look up, I can't see nothing else but Jesus. As Stephen was here today, he said, Smitty, you right. They was killing me and biting me and beating me to death. I looked up and said, the curtains of heaven opened up. And say, when they open up, I seen the Savior stand up and hover over me. And then I left here. I died. But I died in peace. Pain didn't wreck my body because I looked up and I died in peace. That's what he's saying. We got to make sure that God's way is the right way and God is always right. And he went on to say, God help us. Therefore, I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifice of joy. Now, I got to stop there a minute. There's nobody in God's house, Doc. We go through some stuff, especially preaching. We go through some stuff. Because everybody say, you didn't do this, you didn't do it, you got to do this, you ought to be doing that. And I'm saying to myself, I say, okay, he right or she right, but what are they going to do? What they gonna do? We all got to submit our ways to God, every one of us, and we all govern, I don't care how many gifts in the church, by the same Spirit. You just got one, the Holy Spirit. If you don't have that, you're in trouble. If you're in trouble, acknowledge you're in trouble, go to somebody that know the Lord, and they can lead you to where you need to be. I know much of him, but I don't care what you know. You need to know Jesus. And the Bible says, without a preacher, without a preacher, you can't hear nothing. Hear means receive. You got to be a preacher, y'all. You can evangelize, that's still a preacher. But the word of God wants you to get it from here. Now, you remember when they say, Father Abraham, if you let Lazarus come back and save my family and all that, he said, that ain't going to happen. Moses the prophet down, let him talk to him. He said, but if you send something from the dead can verify what we've been through and what I'm going through, they'll change, have a change of mind. No, no. If they didn't hear the living, they ain't going to hear the dead. That's right. How can you preach unless you're sent by God? See, sometimes we start on the journey and our reputation be built up. We get high strung. We put our hand in our pocket. Hey, I'm Dr. Lionel Smith. Call me Doc. Don't, I ain't no Reverend. Call me Doc. And you forget your first love. You forget your first love, so the Lord can't come in and work with you like he had been before because you forgot about him. So God so loved who? That he gave what? That whosoever believeth in him shall not what? This is the word, y'all. This is the word. I'm going to go here a minute. Matthew 5th chapter. We ain't going to be long. Matthew 5th chapter. I want to go there. Nine through 12. I'm going to read that. I read pretty good. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manners of evil against you falsely for my sake. Now watch what he say. This is what we got to do. He say, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. That means go crazy with shouting for God. For great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which was before you. God wants to know that. He wants to know that and understand that. I was saying, watch this, I'm in the church of God. That's why I tell brothers all the time, if I don't have the vocal that professionals have, I guarantee you this, I ain't going to be hid. I'm saying. And if you see me out of tone, don't try to help me, you bad as I am. You bad as I am. If you can't put me in tone, you need to shut your mouth up. So I'll sing praises unto God, the Lord. Now listen to what this is here, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, not your voice, with my voice. I'm telling you, have mercy also on me. And please answer me. How many times in life, y'all, I've done it. I may be the only one in here. That ain't nothing. I feel good about it because I did it. I pray and pray and pray for God to do certain things, and it ain't passed yet. It ain't come to pass yet. And sometimes it make me think that I'm not connected properly with God. I know all that stuff about it. God time ain't my time. I ain't worried about that. I got miracles, stack of things like that. And I went through every miracle's work, and I ain't never seen a delayed miracle from Jesus. Not one time. Never seen one delayed miracle. Every time Jesus says something, whoop! Right on spot. And he told us to be just like him. I know how we go. We was trained that way. It's scripture, but we was trained to be negative so Satan could always ride our back. See, when I call God, I got a broke leg. My bone was sticking out of my leg. And I call on God. I ain't want him the next year to come fix my leg. I want it fixed now. That's my God. That's my Savior. That's the one told me to call on him, and he'll be right there. See, if I don't prove myself, well, then you don't have no right to believe what I'm saying. There should be some proof in my life that I am what I am. There should be some proof, y'all. And we should stand on the truth. You don't stand on the truth, it's going to be terrible. Going to be terrible. We're going to face, guess who? I was looking at some premature boxing last night. Saw Roy Jones and what his name is, Mike Tyson. Tyson. I thought Tyson was going to break his jaw, but they come out to a draw. That's just a setup for some more money, y'all. That, I know what it is. I was a boxer myself. I know how it goes. But anyway, we're closing with this. In Hebrews 13 chapter, 5th and the 6th verse. I just want to read it and we'll be through. Let your conversation be, listen to good, without covetousness. Stop designing stuff that other folks got and you want it. Don't do that. Go get your own. Work hard so you can see the sweat coming off your brow and you can say, though I work hard, but it's mine now. It's mine. That's what we got to do. Now listen to what it says. And be content. What? You mean tell them that's in the scripture? But be content with such things as ye have. Lord have mercy. Boy, that's a pretty suit there. But I got one just like it. See how easy it is. I ain't wishing for nothing. I'm commending him how good he looks. He put them good clothes on and make the mane look a little better. Well, that's all right. The God is good. He good, y'all. But look what it says. Go on. And be content with such things as you have. For he have said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That's a promise, covenant promise he made, Jesus. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my what? Helper. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Now watch this now. Y'all look at a lot of TV. When you walk, it's no more you. But it's Jesus that walking in you. This is what the scripture says. Say, you died. Now watch this. You died. And Christ come alive. And your life. And as he come alive in your life, now watch this. See, you would like to go over to the left. Me, I'm talking me. Go over to the left, but no. Some people like to go to the right. No, don't go there. The Bible tells me that I need to walk the straight and narrow way. When you can do that, you're pleasing God. If you can't do that, you ain't pleased. You're going to have to go back to him and say, Lord, show me the way. Because evidently you don't know it. And if you know it, you're being mischievous that don't want to do. And look, Jesus taught 12 men, y'all. Taught them. 3 years, wasn't it? 12 men. And none of them was professionals. They was fishermen, tax collectors, whatever they was. But they wouldn't learn men. And Jesus, and you know, the Pharisees and scribes say, you need to take this in because he ain't capable of handling this jar. Watch what Jesus said. I took 12 ignorant and unlearned men and taught them. And what I taught them, they told the world, watch this. And they turned the world upside down because it was going wrong. And he sent them disciples out there. And you know what? For saying them, we don't give the invitation. Jesus wants us to do this. Look, I know we and y'all scared of me because y'all scared I might say something that's gonna hurt somebody. I ain't that kind of person. The government have no reason to tell us what to do. Jesus sent us out as servants. He said, "Go tell the whole world what to do, when to do it, and how to do it." I see America now, we're talking about, and God, we trust in all this. Don't you believe that? That dollar, we trust. If I got some extra change, I can influence some people. Well, Lanier, why you say you got some right in this city right here? Take money from people to do certain things. Some groups came to me, and I'm going to let you know this. Some groups came to me not long ago. But beast that four groups. And they asked me to run for mayor. I said, see, Reb, I know you don't take no foolishness, and you're going to be right with us. I know you. I've been knowing you all my life. You're going to be right. You're going to treat the people right. Run for mayor. I said, well, I got to think about that because I said, I can't have folks up in my face talking crazy to me. That's my weakness on this earth. I'm telling the church that. That's my weakness on this earth. You can't get up in my face and talk crazy to me. I ain't going to accept it. So I have to, the Bible tell me, showing the very appearance of evil. And that's what I do. I ain't running from nobody because I'm scared. I'm running because I'm going to stay in God's will. I'm going to stay in God's will. And what we need to know, even though when you came today and give your life to Jesus, that's an honor. You know what Jesus did? Jesus, and it's in his eternal rest, sitting at the right hand of his Father, said, look at yonder. And when he looked down here, he didn't see you. God didn't see you. He seen you new. And the word is re, that means it had to be done before. You repented, you confess that he's the Christ, Son of the living God. And God did this. Wiped all your minds and our sins away. God can't see no sin in you no more. No more. Tell him I say it. Tell him to come challenge me. He can't see no sin in anybody that accepted Christ Jesus. God can't. You've been washed in the blood. Ain't no sin no more. I think Paul put it back there in the apostle, Galatians somewhere. He said, if a brother overtaking a fault, never a fault now. You can correct faults. You couldn't forgive sin. You wasn't worthy to forgive sin, but you can correct faults. And what he did, said, y'all go correct that. Now, I just told you, everything I say, he say, I'm going to be with you always, even to the end of the world. Now, why I'm scared of you when I know who with me? I think some of y'all know Jerry Baker. Do any of y'all know Jerry Baker in here? Okay, we come up together, and Jerry Baker, big old fella, great big old fella, and if somebody talk crazy to me, I'll come to, what'd you say? Slap him and run and get behind Jerry. Because they wasn't going to attack him. Smith, why are you saying that? Because I'm going to give you the truth about Jesus. If you anchored in Christ Jesus, you don't have to fear nobody. Because he's with you always. And everywhere you go, he's going to deliver you. Go ahead, my brother.
Certainly we thank God for his word on this morning. We thank God that his word still abides both true and faithful. We thank God that his word teaches us that even when we don't believe him, he still abides faithful. That's the type of God that we serve. Come to Jesus. A few stanzas of come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. While you have time. The doors of the church are open. And as we know, the doors of the church have been open ever since Jesus went to Calvary's Hill, having hung, bled, died, yet having resurrected on that third day morning. The doors of the church are forever open. Whosoever will, let him come, and he shall in no wise cast you out. And just as Pastor Smith has just told us, as God said in his word, that when we are saved, that he separates our sins as far as the east is from the west. The book of Job teaches us that our sins are sewn up in a bag.
Oh, I know. He knows.
Make
your
you.
Love.
Will there be one? You have time. Certainly we thank God for the sermon on this morning. We thank God for the privilege of being able to come to his throne of grace and mercy. The scripture teaches us that it's at the throne of grace and mercy where we might obtain grace and find mercy to help us in the time of need. We thank God for everything that he's doing in this season. Likewise, we thank God for the privilege of being witnesses to this morning's baptism. And at this particular time, if Miss LaShayla Keys would please stand for a minute, if you would, might come right up front for me. We're going to present you with a certificate of baptism. And Pastor Smith has, at the close of his sermon, just laid out some things that are important for you, more so than I can ever read off of this paper. I'm going to read off of here. But a few of the things that he told you is how God begins to forgive us of all of our sins. But we have to repent. We have to confess in the blood of Jesus Christ, knowing that Jesus has died for us, knowing that he hung, bled, died, and that he rose again on the third day morning. You did that on last week on the confession of your own faith. The scripture tells us in accordance with that, that's what saved you. Now, here we're not here to judge anybody, because the scripture tells us, I believe in Ephesians 4 and 24, that when God saves us, that he creates you in righteousness and true holiness. That had nothing
Amen.
To do with us.
That's right.
When you
right.
confessed out of your own mouth, he created you in righteousness and true holiness. And when I found that out for myself, you know what? I made up my mind that no matter what where I go, no matter what people say about me, I'm going to always continue to look toward the hills from whence coming my help, and I'm going to realize who I am in God. This certificate of baptism certifies that LaShayla Keys, you was baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit on the 29th day of November, today, 2020, right here at New Scott Baptist Church, Alexandria, Louisiana, pastored by our very own Bishop Lionel Smith. And likewise, we just want to encourage, I'm going to present this certificate to you, but we want to encourage you to just keep fighting the good fight of faith. Keep walking and doing those things that we know are pleasing unto God. Also, we have Sunday school here each Sunday beginning at 9:30, from 9:30 to 10:30. You're more than welcome to attend. We have capable and able people that are here to teach you the word of God. Likewise, on Wednesday nights, we do have Bible study, our very own pastor. Again, capable and able people that are able to teach you the word of God and to help us all to stay whole, stay wholesome, and stay encouraged in the things of God. But Wednesday nights from 7 to 8 p.m., let us just have a word of prayer real quick. Let us bow our heads, saints. Most gracious and holy Lord, Father, how we thank you for the candidate that has come for baptism. Father, we thank you that we as a church even have held true to your word and to the standards of your word, O God, and letting them confess on their own, and by that you saving them therefore. Father, we just pray right now for her continued strength, her continued faith. We even pray for when she's weak that she would continue to strengthen her mind, strengthen her spirit, even strengthen her physical members. Help her in her weak places. Help her in her places of infirmity and affliction. Oh God, as these and all blessings we ask in thy darling son, Jesus the Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. We have has everyone had the opportunity to give and tithe and offering? If so, we'll. We'll give just a moment or two. As they're coming, let us also be mindful that the early voting period is over. Election day at this point for the runoff election is going to be December 5th, 2020 at your local polling places. So just let us be mindful of those things. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the precincts, each precinct stays open to about 8 p.m. at each polling location. I know some of us are at Smash Avenue and Arthur Smith and the school, Phoenix School. So let us just be mindful of those things. I know we have a very important runoff coming up right here in District 3. Uncle Willie and Cynthia Perry, they're both running in the runoff. So let's not only pray for them, but let's pray for our city as well. I believe Attorney Malcolm Larvadane and Reddix Washington Jr. are running over in District 1. So there's been a lot of discrepancy. I'm sure some of you have been seeing some of the things that's being placed out there.